Lionel, good morning. From the Fair Play movement, your response on the new poultry master plan that was released by the Minister of Trade and Industry and Competition, Ibrahim Patel.
The Fair Play movement is extremely happy about the fact that our three-year-long campaign to have a master plan for the poultry industry has finally come to fruition. We have been advocating for the last 3 years, mobilizing stakeholders across the sector to finally come to this. So we are very, very happy that it is now out and available to the public. And we do, however, have our concerns, one primarily about the implementation of it. We do believe in the spirit of the Poultry Master Plan, and we are convinced that if implemented as agreed, then there would be success and that the poultry industry would grow to the level where it can create the number of jobs that is required, where it can generate the sufficient income to the fiscus, where it would be able to ensure the safest possible chicken to the consumers, and where the chicken and poultry industry can thrive and grow. And that is why we are concerned about implementation, but it is not our biggest concern because we have committed ourselves to continuously monitor implementation and also work with other stakeholders to ensure that the master plan is implemented as intended.
Lionel, Fair Play has emphasized dumping a lot and a chicken import, and we are expecting a tariff announcement very soon.
We do hope that the tariff would be set at the highest possible level, because having taken into account also the master plan, we are concerned about the impact of cheaper imports from particularly Brazil and Europe on the South African industry, because it has the potential, and it has shown that it can weaken the industry. But more than that, it has also shown that the importation of cheaper chicken has also left the consumer vulnerable to, for instance, unsafe products. We have seen in the past that, and we're currently experiencing it, where imported chicken are coming into the country as frozen. It is then defrosted and repackaged, and we are of the opinion that that holds particular danger for our consumers. We have seen on packages where there are, for instance, labeling problems, where on the package you would see a variety of countries of origin, where one particular pack of frosted chicken might come from. In one example, we had 11 countries listed on a pack of chicken where the portions might come from. And we are of the opinion that that holds a health risk to the consumers. And we were hoping that the master plan would address that adequately. But it is something that we would continue to monitor and hope to fight with all the that we have in ourselves.
Because, Lionel, speaking about that, in the process, thousands of jobs are being lost.
We are convinced and of the opinion that if the master plan is implemented as it is intended, that the poultry industry can create thousands of jobs, and that it can address South Africa's record 29.1% unemployment rate. We do, however, think that it is the issue of the importation of cheaper chicken into our markets that stymies that poses the biggest threat to our potential to create the kind of jobs and opportunities that's needed. And that's why we do think that if we deal sufficiently with the cheaper importations or the import of chicken in its entirety, that is when we will be victorious in creating the kind of jobs and opportunities that the industry can and that the industry should.
Lionel, the role of Fair Play in this new poultry master plan, Fair Play will continue with its focus on certain areas.
The Fair Play movement has been very actively campaigning and advocating for a comprehensive master plan for the poultry industry that would address all the issues within the industry and look at various opportunities within the industry that can grow and develop the industry further. We will not, now that we have the master plan, stop our activism. We will continue with it because for us, the implementation is now much more important. For us, ensuring that our consumers have access to the healthiest form of protein and most popular form of protein, that is chicken, that campaign needs to continue. We will continue to fight the importation of chicken from whether it's Brazil, whether it's the EU, or whether it is from America, because we do believe that South African poultry industry is sufficiently geared to grow or to produce the kind of healthy protein products through chicken that the South African populace actually require, and that is an area that we will defend and protect.